Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk. Today I'm joined by Bill Brody Good, who is technical director and now CEO at Alien Metals. How are you today, Bill?
Yeah, I'm very well, thanks, Zach, and yourself?
Doing fine. I'm not sure where you are in the weather stakes, but it's not like sunny Australia around here, I can tell you. But there is news from Australia today, and quite good news, I think, from your side.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sadly, I am in the UK, so I'm not. I'm probably in the same position as you. Excellent. I think excellent development for the company with the acquisition of this what is a new tenement, about 117 square kilometer surface area that essentially wraps around the Elizabeth Hill silver mine project, with ground both to, well, all around, essentially majority ground to on the east and then to the west and to the southwest, which gives us a fantastic land holding in this area. It means we can do lots of we can work on numerous targets and projects from a central base, which is all, as we know already, is in an excellent location, just 40 kilometers south of Karratha. So fantastic infrastructure and support facilities, and more importantly, geologically, numerous targets, historical targets, obviously the silver project, the silver mine that we are looking at and working up again, the potential for repeat silver mineralization, and also several nickel copper targets, some with very limited early drilling, such as Sunchaser to the north, Carver to the northeast, Conquest sort of to the east of the Elizabeth Hill project, and then further to the west and south, anomalies, more palladium, platinum, gold anomalies associated with the money intrusion, and sort of extensions and strike areas from the money deposit itself, which has over a 2 million ounce deposit already defined. And we're very excited. We have, from a recent fundraising, we have a good amount in the kitty, so to speak, to be able to hit the ground running, which we're hoping to do very soon. So yeah, it's I think it's a great addition to the Alien portfolio, and we're looking forward to I'd love to say I'm looking forward to getting on the ground. It's going to still be a while for myself due to obviously the current restrictions, but with our team in Australia, we're already working up ideas and planning to get on the ground and start working up some of these prospects.
So, I mean, you've expanded your footprint in Australia quite dramatically, from the sounds of it. How does this all fit into the bigger picture at Alien? Well, you know, is it going to be more of the focusing on Australia now, or are you going to keep equally spreading your attentions and focus around your different assets?
It is an important addition to the portfolio, but it doesn't detract from what we're doing elsewhere. I think the whole idea with Alien is, yeah, we need to, we've got strategic projects that we develop, and then when opportunities come, such as this one, that we feel was an opportunity we couldn't ignore, we move them forward. Now, Mexico, as you might be aware, we're in sort of discussions with Capstone Mining Corp out of Canada for the Donovan 2 copper project. We're in final discussions there. There's a sort of period of due diligence from their side while we just finalize hopefully what will be a very, very positive deal for both parties. And we still have the silver projects, which, again, we've just done some work, some limited underground and surface work. We're continuing to develop those and do the same process, acquire strategic land as much as we can, do work on the ground, again, within the limitations of, the current global issues, to ensure adequate health and safety and support for our teams. But no, it doesn't mean now everything's going to just sort of focus in on the Elizabeth Hill area. It just means we just need to be clever in maintaining our the pressure on all these projects, keep them going up the value curve, and keep talking to people. And maybe we'll find a partner for the silver in Mexico. Maybe we'll find a partner for the iron ore. Of course, we've got the very exciting iron ore projects in Australia. So, and maybe, as I say, we're also always looking out for other projects in other jurisdictions. With my sort of African, West African experience, I'm always sort of peeking around the corner and seeing if there's something that would suit the company and add value to the portfolio.
Bill Brody, good CEO and Technical Director at Alien Metals. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for your time, and good to speak to you again.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.